Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Frills VA Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Smith, and today we're going to talk about keeping a scorecard. And keeping a scorecard is something that sometimes comes natural to me, and at other times I'm like, what? What's going on? What do I have to do? But I am a huge fan of keeping a scorecard. And so what is a scorecard? Well, a scorecard for me and how I use it with VAs is to keep a tab of everything that you're doing in your business that you want to track. So where my team will often like be like, Melissa, what's going on? I don't care about a lot of metrics. I want to know the hard numbers. I want to know how many sales. I want to know how many conversations. But like the clicks, the abandoned carts and, you know, all that stuff, that's not as fun for me. It's fun for them, and so they can, you know, keep track of that. But what I really like to do is really count the numbers. I like to count the money. I like to count the calls because I know those lead to conversions. I like to count a lot of different things. And by doing that, it allows me to keep a scorecard of things that I'm doing right. Now, do I keep a scorecard of things that I'm doing wrong? No, absolutely not. And it's not because I want to be ignorant to them, but it's because I don't need to be reminded of that. I don't. Those things will remind me on their own. There is no reason that I need to keep track of those things. But we can easily forget how well we are doing. We can easily forget all of our wins and what we're doing right. So the scorecard is really to help me and remind me of all the things that I'm doing right and all my wins. And so I have a bunch of scorecards on my wall. I have all these little boards and they tell me things and they keep me up to date, and then I can compare them to last year. And you know, I've shared this story before, but there was one quarter where I thought, wow, this quarter, not so good. Wow, what happened? I felt good, but I guess not. And then when I actually added everything up, I had surpassed that same quarter the previous year. Now, it didn't feel that way. But fortunately, I didn't go off my feelings. I went off my scoreboards. And they told me a different factual story that, hey, you did bring in more money this year versus the same quarter last year. So congratulations. Another quarter, I had actually brought in $1,100 less. And I looked at it and I thought, what happened there? And you know what? I wasn't sorry at all, because I also track my time off and my vacation time and days where, you know, I don't feel like doing work. And I had worked far fewer hours and taken so much more time off. And if it cost me $1,100, done. $1,100 well spent. I do not regret or miss that $1,100 at all, because I had a great time taking time off and I don't regret it. And in fact, one of the clients I had had that previous year during that same quarter had bumped up my earnings. And when I saw that, I thought, well, it was worth it not to be working with that client anymore. So no, I don't regret it. But when we keep track of our scoreboards, it's really telling us all the things that we're doing right. And so I'm not just tracking money that's coming in. I'm tracking calls. I'm tracking how many words I've written. I'm tracking, you know, how many newsletters I've sent out. They've changed through the years. And, you know, to get to where I am today. But I remember, in the very beginning, I was tracking my networking events. How many new conversations did I have? How many people said they were going to refer me? How many people actually did refer me? And I was keeping track of all these things because every time I looked at that board, I saw movement. I saw energy. I saw actions. And every time I saw that, it reminded me that each of those actions was going to have a reaction. And why does that matter? Well, it mattered to me because you know what? Every day, I didn't feel like I was winning. Every day didn't feel like I was on top of the world. Every day didn't feel like I was going to, you know, win the game in business, whatever that was. And sometimes I would say, gosh, Melissa, you should have done more. Like, what did you do today? You should have sent out another email. You should have done this. You know, and you get into that negative self-talk, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And then I would look at my board and I would say, well, you know, that day I did lots of stuff. I went above and beyond. That day I was on fire. So today, if I'm not on fire, well, that day's gonna make up for this day. And you know what? There's still all these days left. So if I wanna dial it down today, if I wanna take a day off, if I didn't feel like today I was as great as I was another day, well, you know what? Today I gave my best. This was the best that I had. And the scoreboard reminds us to keep track and do statistics. So I like to follow some baseball statistics. And in baseball, if you hit the ball 3 out of 10 times and get on base, 3 out of 10 of every bats means you're batting 300. If you are batting 300, you are doing really good. You're having a great year, right? Well, if that is true for baseball, then it's true for me as well. Those guys get paid millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. So if it's true for them, it's true for me as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? If you break it down in your business, those are really great statistics. And so, you know, what should you have on your scoreboard? Well, that's for you to decide. That's for you to decide. What is going to make you proud of yourself every time you look at it? What is going to make you proud of yourself when you say, I did that, that was an action that's going to create a reaction? What do you want to track so that you can keep score of, so that you can say, I did this? And those are the things. Those are the things. You might even want to track the days that you stopped working at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock or that you took a day off. How many days off did you take? You may want to track that and keep score. This isn't for me to tell you. This is for me to encourage you to keep a scoreboard because you are doing more things right than you probably give yourself credit for, that you probably celebrate, or that you have other people celebrate with you. And so if that's the case, then please create a scoreboard, celebrate your wins. And if you want someone to celebrate your wins with you, I sincerely hope that you will let me know what those are. I love to celebrate virtual assistants, and I would love to celebrate you. It doesn't matter if we know each other or not. I will celebrate you to the fullest. So send me a DM, email me, message me, however you want, email me. Let me know what you are celebrating, what you're winning at, where you're scoring high, and I want to cheer you on. Until next time, everybody, have a great day.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.